next week sees the annual Red Hill Beer Festival that takes place at the Merstham Community Centre, and around 70 beers from local microbreweries and also popular favourites from previous years. They will return, and that's alongside new selections from all over the UK. And Martin Longhurst is the organiser of the Beer Festival, and I welcome him to Susie Radio this morning. Hello.
Hello, Tess. It's nice to speak to you.
Thank you for joining us.
You're going to come along, but...
Oh, yes.
I think you're going to come the wrong week if you're coming next week. It's the week after next.
Oops, apologies. Yes, I will get my dates right. So, yeah, you're quite right there. Okay, you can correct me on that. But, okay, looking at the local pub market, it's good to see the number of breweries in Surrey. Now, they have increased from 13 in 2014 up to 18 this year. And that's according to the Good Beer Guide. So what's driving this?
I think it's a mixture of things, but I think the main thing is that the government some years ago agreed a relaxation of the beer duty on very small breweries, which makes it very easy, or a lot more easy, for small breweries to set up, and because they can sell their beer cheaper than they otherwise would be able to do with the reduced beer duty involved. And that's encouraged a lot of people to do it. A lot of people seem to have come into it as a second career. They've had a successful first career, perhaps high-flying in the city or something like that, and decided they want to have something they want to do rather than something that they're paid to do. And I think that's led to a lot of people doing it. For example, Kissingate Brewery near Horsham, the brewer there started off doing home brewing, and or the proprietor, I should say, and he's now got a lovely little brewery where they have cream teas, etc., as well as sell beer, as his hobby almost, and it's also his work, so he's laughing.
So I've heard it can be quite difficult to get hold of some of these local beers, but where can we get these local brews?
Well, it's tricky because they're very, there's such a large number of breweries, it's unusual for pubs to have a local brewer as their regular beer, but there are one or two, like the Stephen Langton at Friday Street, which always has Tillingbourne beer on, and there's the Surrey Oaks at Newdigate, which usually has a Surrey Hills beer on. And but the other thing you can do, if you want to find a brew, you can use our cameras online East Surrey Pub Guide. You search for that on the internet, and that allows you to search our list of the 250-odd pubs in our area for particular brewers. And you can do that. I did that yesterday, actually. And it's actually quite helpful in finding interesting pubs to go to.
Now, something else I've heard as well, that many pubs, well, they seem to sell the usual London Pride and also Doom Bar. And if it's a local beer, it's on offer. And then you go back the following week and it's not there. Do they have a certain time frame maybe to produce, have these beers on?
Well, it's up to the publican.
Yeah.
They generally, publicans know they can sell beers like Doom Bar and London Pride because people have heard of them, and lots of drinkers are quite conservative in their tastes and will go for something they've tried before. Whereas I and a number of other camera members, we always look for something different to drink. But the publican's really got to serve his locals, and if they want particular beers, that's what he's going to sell, because that's what he can sell. So you tend to find what they call guest beers, which constantly change, which sometimes can be a local brewery, sometimes can be a microbrewery from elsewhere in the country. So you have to look out as well in pub guides for pubs that say they serve changing guests, because that's a good indication you're going to be able to find a local beer if you want it.
I guess as well it depends on how well they sell as well.
Well, that's right, but as I say, a lot of people go for variety, so they actually actively look for pubs where there is a constantly changing range. If you take the Three Horseshoes at Sidlow Bridge, for example, they have four regular beers from Fuller's and Young's and Harvey's, which are major brewers, and they also have four pumps which are constantly changing, which often have, well, not always, but they often have a local brewer on.
So what is the locale scheme?
Well, locale is something we promote as nationally for Camera. In our branch, we say it's a pub which is within 25 miles by road of the brewer's premises, so that the idea originally was to save beer miles, as it was on delivery, as well as to promote local produce. And in our area, there's 38 pubs, and you also find them by searching on our East Surrey Pub Guide. And they're all over the area. We cover area from Caterham through to Cranley, so it's a vast swathe of Surrey, as well as, obviously, we're centred on the Dorking Red Hill area.
OK, talking about pubs and pub closures, now, that's been in the news, as we know, for some time. Now, what's the situation in East Surrey? Are pubs still closing here?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid they are. I mean, some pubs are terrifically popular and attract retail visitors, drinkers by the drove, of some of the ones I just mentioned. But on the other hand, there are other pubs where various circumstances have conspired to make them lose their trade. There's three local examples. There's two in Red Hill, which we feel are under threat at the moment. One, the Hatch, on the outskirts towards Reigate. The Eagle's Nest is in the centre of Red Hill, and also the Limes at Merstham. All those three are we feel, under threat at the moment. There's not a lot you can do about that as drinkers, but there is a blunt mechanism built into planning law called creating an asset of community value, or registering an asset of community value. And if a pub gets registered in that way with the local council, if it is an application is made to cease it, for it to cease to be a pub, the local populace have 6 months to make an offer to the owner to buy it, and hopefully to keep it as a pub. That hasn't happened successfully in our area as yet, but nationally it's quite a successful scheme. Quite a few pubs, there's one in Carshalton where local drinkers have bought it. It's called The Hope, and it's actually now the Greater London Pub of the Year. It's been so successful in being run by people who care about beer that it's attracted enough trade and kudos to be selected. I think it's now 2 years running to be that pub.
Well, that's good, but as you say, it doesn't always happen. But on to this year's beer festival. The beer festival, well, it's a celebration. How many beers will you have on this year?
Well, we've ordered 66 and...
66, wow.
Yeah, but we are slightly hamstrung this year because Southern are going to be on strike, they say, on Friday and Saturday, but not the Thursday. So we've got six beers in reserve, which we'll put on if demand's there. But obviously, it's because we think about 45% of our customers come by train, it's quite a big problem for us. But we decided we had to make a good show and carry on as far as we could regardless, and that's what we're doing. But in terms of what the effect on local drinkers would be, I would suggest anybody living locally will probably find the festival quite quiet on the Friday, or compared to previous years, because the long-distance drinkers will have to come on Thursday. So that would be my tip, as it were. And you asked why we're in Merstham and not Red Hill. Well, it's simply finding a suitable venue in Red Hill town centre is impossible. But As the original founder of the festival said, that Merstham's postal address is Red Hill, and that his ambition has always been to run a festival in Red Hill, so he called it the Red Hill Beer Festival. So that's the reason for that.
Oh, well, why not? Got to hold it somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah, but,
Are there any unusual beers that you've got this year that maybe you could recommend, or is it a secret?
No, it's no secret. I picked out three particular beers. Two are brewed locally, and one is brewed a long way away, which is actually brewed in Yorkshire at Saltaire Brewery, which is brewed near Bradford. and the beer is called Triple Chocoholic, and I'll imagine that you imagine why it's called that. It actually tastes like it's made of with lots of chocolate in it, which is unusual for beers. Two local ones. There's two local breweries, Dorking Brewery, which have produced quite an unusual dark beer called Black Noise. I presume that's a play on words on white noise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very tasty black beer. And then going the other way from Merstham, Oxted Brewery are producing a beer called Hopfather. And both those are going to be at the festival, along with quite a few local favourite beers like Surrey Hills, Sheer Drop and Greensand IPA. So hopefully there'll be plenty of choice. We go for a wide range of strengths and styles of beer to keep everybody happy, because we get feedback. People say there's not enough dark beer, there's too much dark beer, too much cold beer, not enough cold beer. You can't win, but we've got a good balance, we think.
What's it they say? You can't please all of the people all of the time.
Yes, so hopefully we'll please some of the people some of the time. Yeah.
Yes, that's... Yeah. Just thinking off my top of my head here, I'm not really a beer drinker. Now, my partner's trying to persuade me. The chocolate one sounds very nice. Mm. I might have to try that. But for someone like myself who's maybe debuting, if you like, a beer festival, what would you recommend?
Well, it all depends on what your taste in
of course.
Drink is. Obviously, the wide range of tastes from sweet to dry, from sort of malty to hoppy, or citrus flavours, or there's one beer, we haven't actually got it, but it's called Mandarina, which tastes of oranges, and
it's
produced using a particular brand of hop, or breed of hop. But if you're a novice beer drinker, this is really what we're trying to do at the festival, is to entrap people to real ale, and therefore we will provide tasters to people who want to try out different beers to see if they like them before taking a plunge.
Mm-hmm.
We have glasses with three sizes of drink, a full pint, a half, or a third.
Yep.
So you haven't necessarily, or a pint that is, so you haven't necessarily got to invest in a full pint and force yourself to drink it. You can have a third, and you need several swigs to get a full taste of
yes.
the beer. So
yes.
Have a taster. If find one you like, have a third. You always have another third later.
That sounds like a good idea for me.
Mm,
so
yeah.
I turn up at the right time then, Martin, please. When and where?
Right, it's actually the Merstham Village Hall, and it's on Thursday, the 3rd of November, from 12 noon to 11, also on the Friday the 4th, and as I say, that's the day I would recommend local drinkers to come.
Right.
And on the 5th of November, we've got a slightly competing attraction, I think, down the road at the football ground, but we're open from 12 noon until 6, or until the beer runs out, though I somehow doubt we're going to run out of beer this year. Anyway, that's our times, and it's cheaper to come before 4 o'clock on the Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I hope to see you there then.
Yeah, and look forward to it. If you mention your name, I'm sure you'll get in for nothing.
Oh,
so
bless.
So look forward to seeing you, Tess.
Yes, definitely.
Hopefully.
Yes, yes, we will be there. I'll tell him, because he was going to come Thursday. I'll tell him Friday.
Well, it's do it yourself. But
I think he's worried you're going to run out. Yeah. Okay, well, Martin, thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Yep.
And well, good
speaking to you too.
Good luck with this year's festival. Thank you
very much.
Martin Longhurst from Red Hill Beer Festival, of course, taking part even on the 3rd of November. 3rd, 4th and the 5th of November. I quite fancy the sound of that chocolate one.